Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Guided Living. I'm your host, Laurel Geis, and today our guest is my friend, Peggy Corniger, a Boston-based writer and author of a new book entitled Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. Peggy has written articles for spiritual, feminist, political publications for over 30 years, and she's one of the best writers that I know. And today, she's going to join us, and we're going to explore how we can transform global challenges by balancing solutions from our mind with vision from our heart. So welcome, Peggy.
Hi, Laurel. I'm glad to hear you.
Yeah, I am thrilled that you are here with us today, Peggy. Thank you so much for your time. And, you know, Peggy and I met, I think we met in 2011.
Yeah, I think that you're right.
Yeah, 2011. And as you know, writers, we quickly became soul sisters, and we've been supporting each other as we continue to write and share our ideas. And Peggy, congratulations on your new book, Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. It's a beautiful book. It's authentic. It's provocative. It's honest. And I love that you also have artwork in your book.
Thank you so much. The artwork was done by my partner. She's a pastel artist, and we worked together on the book, and we just kind of aligned the vibration of the words that I was writing with the vibration of her artwork, and I think it has a kind of special feel to it.
It does, and how nice that you can work with your partner and produce something that is just so beautiful. So, Peggy, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how it brought you to write about love and global transformation?
Yes, well, actually, I'm one of those flower children from the 1960s and 1970s, the people that...
flower power.
Yes, exactly. Love, peace, and flower power. And it was actually a time of awakening. I see it as a time of awakening to a greater social consciousness and spiritual consciousness for many people. And people were waking up to the fact that we are really all a community on this earth and that we need to work together to have a better world. So that's what people were doing then. There were peace marches mm-hmm. and feminist right. movement and all sorts of different movements. And I was part of that. And of course, love was the key thing that appealed to me. Love just to me was the defining value that I wanted to live by, and the spiritual quest part of it came later for me. I was more in kind of the political social consciousness realm then, and later yeah. spiritual quest came out of a search for the meaning of life, and then it kind of all came together, and I realized that what was happening in the 1960s was the precursor to what we are living through right now. It's a greater flowering and a greater unfolding of that original awakening and to love, unity, consciousness, and coming together as a global community.
It's almost like we went up the spiral together, right? Like we started in the 60s and 70s, and then now here we are, as you said, it's flowering into more. And, you know, I love the title of the book, Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. So what do you mean by this title? You just have to tell us.
Well, it came to me just as like which is a good thing, actually. I didn't think of it. It came to me. And mm-hmm. I think of it now, or I feel it, as a kind of humorous mantra, a play on words, lose your mind, open your heart. It's like let
right.
go of the closed, rational, linear mind, and that will open you to your heart and your soul. Drop into your heart and to feeling and it takes you, it's time for a balance, I believe, between head and heart, that the head and the rational mind has ruled so much of Western culture in particular for just so many years, and it's taken us to a lot of places that are not so good. And I feel like we need to live by the heart's guidance, and what you and your writing say is the soul guidance, and I feel like they're connected. And so when I say lose your mind, open your heart, it's just kind of like a reminder to balance it out in your life. You know, to the mind has a role, but the heart really is the deepest, deepest guidance connected to our soul. And if we live from that place, we connect to others. We see others as a part of us, that there's no difference. And that's what's going to heal the world, I think.
And I like that, you know, phrase, dropping into your soul. And, you know, this whole radio show here is about, as you said, about soul-guided living and that connection, right, that we have. And allowing, you know, allowing that guidance to come into our lives and then literally following that guidance like you did. Like you, you know, you dropped into your soul and there was the title of the book and here it is right here in my hands and I'm reading it today. And, you know, I just... For me, it's so powerful to just, you know, go with the flow, right? I think I had a T-shirt in the 70s that said that.
I think I probably did, too. It's great advice, you know. It's and the other part is, you know, the Ram Dass thing, be here now. Be in the present moment, because in the present moment is the core of who we are. Our soul always lives in the present moment, and our heart does, too.
So now we're living in this time that, you know, is really transformative. So share with me, if you will, you know, how you see that us living through that transformation.
Well, you know, it's a time that has been foreseen by great astrologers and in ancient cultures, indigenous cultures for a long time, that we are coming into a time where greater light and energy is coming to the planet, and that we were all born here for this reason. We are here to, I would call, embody love, embody spirit. And it's a challenge at times. I mean, because when you have a new, quote, new age coming into being, everything is up for grabs. The old is up against the new, and people are in fear. And if you're not grounded in your heart and your soul, you look around and you think the world is chaos and a mess. But it's really just birthing something else. And I think the way for us to stay centered through this time of upheaval and transition to a new world is to stay centered in our hearts and in our souls. And to really believe that it is possible to live in a world where love is the basic value. We've never really followed, we've given lip service to it, but we've never really completely put that as the number one priority on the global scale or in our lives, really. So I go ahead.
And I love that, you know, be here now, right? Be here now. So, well, talking about being here now, you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis. And today our guest is my friend, Peggy Kornegger. And she's a Boston-based writer and author of her newest book, Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. And we're talking about how we can transform global challenges by balancing solutions from our mind with the vision and the love from our heart. So after this short commercial break, we're going to dive even deeper into how moving beyond our mind and opening our heart can help each one of us to transform our lives and the world around us. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer.
Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
You are listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and today our guest is my friend Peggy Kornegger, a Boston-based writer and author of her new book, Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. And we've been talking about how we can transform global challenges by balancing the solutions from our minds with the vision and the love from our heart. And Peggy, you know, I have read your book twice, and I feel like I'm going to read it again. Because there's so much information here. Oh, it's a fantastic read. I actually read it almost the whole book again this morning. And, you know, I love the chapter. You have a chapter on planetary peace and talking about love without borders. And, you know, in the book, you really show us examples of how people and groups today are creating new possibilities by living love through their hearts. And can you share a couple examples with us that you share in the book?
Yes, I would love to. If we're talking about peace, I've been very moved by groups who refuse to buy into the war paradigm. And just last summer, there was a great deal of unrest, continuing unrest in the Middle East. And there were a group of people of Israelis and Palestinians who came together in a group and a peace camp called We Refuse to Be Enemies. And they had a Facebook page. They, you know, broadcast their presence that way. And they just refused to buy into it. And, you know, people think we can't do anything in situations like that, but here was a group of people, and they weren't, you know, the majority of the people, but they were taking a stand. And energy, no matter what you do, even if you're just one person, it goes out into the world. And there's another group called Seeds of Change, which is in the U.S. It's a peace camp for young people from different countries where there is conflict going on. And the kids come over and spend a summer getting to know each other and talking to each other and interacting through exercises and stuff. And they get to know that, indeed, they are not enemies, that they are very similar. And then they go back. They have tools to go back to their countries and work from a place of brotherhood and sisterhood rather than adversarial. And those are just two groups that I can think of. And, you know, there's people like Doctors Without Borders, of course, who, you know, who go in, medical teams go in, and they go, they take care of people and don't take sides. And on a lighter
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thinking of the group Playing for Change, which is a musical group, and their focus is peace through music. And they go all over the world. It's an international group, people from Africa and Japan and Israel and South America and Cuba. It changes the musicians change, but they go all around the world and they perform international songs, and they raise money for music schools and art schools in places that don't necessarily have them. And they're also, everywhere they perform, that's their message, peace through music. And I've seen them perform, and indeed, that is what is conveyed. It's the audience is just up on their feet and celebrating together, celebrating sisterhood, brotherhood.
There you go.
So, and I mean, there's a lot. Those are just a few. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's so much information in this book and so many examples that I had never heard of. So thank you for enlightening me. And then you also have a chapter on a loving economy. So can you share a few examples in the economic sphere?
Well, there's all sorts of people who are just kind of stepping out of the dominant hierarchical paradigm of competitiveness and thinking of ways that we're all in this together. And there's businesses who are, say they make something, some product, and for each one they sell, they give one away to people in need, and shoes or something like that. And then there are restaurants and cafes that are being established that have a pay-as-you-can or a donation or volunteering, so that anyone can eat. And I just read, this isn't in the book, but I just read recently about a donation so that someone coming in can have a slice of pizza for a dollar. And so they have like little post-its all over the wall. Someone can come in and pull one down and exchange it for a pizza. And they're all paid for by previous people who've come in and paid it forward. And I mean, not that pizza is the healthiest thing in the world, but you know, it's a beginning. It's the thinking outside of the us versus them, me paradigm.
Yeah, and coming, you know, from love. And the subtitle of your book is Limitless Love on an Evolving Planet. So I have to ask, have you personally experienced limitless love in your own life?
Yes, I have. In many ways, but the most spectacular was just in this last year when my partner and I married after 31 years together. And it has, in Massachusetts, marriage equality has been in effect for 10, almost 11 years now. But we didn't take part in it until it was okay at the federal level because of the tax complications. And then we just decided we wanted to be part of that rising tide of love and acceptance, because we had lived through a time where it was dangerous to be who we were. And we just watched everything transform around. And when we married, it was just like we stepped into this magical vortex of love coming through people who were there. And it was extraordinary. It was just quite extraordinary.
And
so I see that as going...
June. Right,
yes.
Last June.
Yeah,
right.
Last
June. Wow, it's been almost a year. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much. And it's beyond just, you know, the gay and lesbian community. It's a lot. That's just kind of like a symbolic manifestation of the greater love that is accepting all people for whoever they are. And it's such a hopeful thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that word up, hope, because when I was reading your book again this morning, that's the word that came to me, Peggy. It was hope. Mm-hmm. It was hope. This is a very hopeful book. And I hope that all of our listeners will get a copy of Lose Your Mind, Open Your Heart. And so, Peggy, what can people do in their lives to be more heart-centered and really connected to their inner spirit or their soul?
Well, I kind of think of it as a two-part thing, one for the self and one in relation to other people. And the whole idea is to step away from the busyness that our mind keeps us in and allow ourselves to feel heart connection. And to me, nature is like a key place for a heart connection. And wherever you are, if you're if you have a yard, go out in the yard and look at the trees and the flowers. If you're in the city, if you're working in the city, go out in your lunch hour and find a tree. Look up at the sky if there's nothing else. The sky is stunning with the sunlight coming in, the shadows and the clouds. And take a moment and allow that beauty open your heart. And it will. You can say a little prayer, or you can just be in silence. But it's just to have that moment of connection with something greater than yourself. And then that heart opening, I think, takes you into your relationships with other people. And I try to keep in mind that everyone I meet is my best friend or sister or brother, or they are. And if you make eye contact and open to a heart connection, then you are just feeling that energy of we are all one. And those two things together help, I think, stay centered in the heart and in love. And, you know, we all get distracted. Our minds take us all over the place. But the key is to keep coming back to the heart and to the soul and to that center, which really shows itself through nature and through the eyes of another human being.
I love that, looking into someone's eyes. You know, I always make that a point to look deeply into someone's eyes. And, you know, it's interesting because I felt a shift in my own life by doing that, just that simple practice of looking someone and look deeply into their eyes. They really begin to see, you know, people as souls.
Yeah.
So that's what's been happening for me is, you know, the personality and the outside and the shell kind of, you know, just melts away, and there you are literally looking at this soul, this, you know, spark of the divine. And,
right.
and you know, how it graces us is, you know, to me is simply astounding. And the love, I can feel the love as you're talking, and my heart is so open right now. And, and oh, you know, there's
me too.
Just, can really feel the energy of it. And I want to ask you, you know, Peggy, I can't believe it, but our time is coming to a close here, but what is one final thought you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would say let your heart lead the way in your life. Speak from your heart, listen from your heart, live from your heart, and give the most loving response you can in every situation. Just try to remember that, and be the limitless love that you want to experience in the world, and it will return to you over and over again, thousandfold.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Peggy, I want to thank you for sharing time with us today on Soul Guided Living, and how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I have a blog that I've had for 3 years now, and they can read that on my website, which is www.spiritflower.wordpress.com. And recently my blogs are also being featured on simplereminders.com. So both of those places are places to read my blog. And you can buy my book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I have another book as well. Both of them are available in those places. And I wanted to offer people the opportunity to both read my blog and read my book. So I thought I would give a gift of a signed copy of my book to the first 10 people who subscribe to my blog.
Oh, beautiful. And how generous. Thank you.
You can do that on the homepage at spiritflower.wordpress.com. There's a place where it says subscribe with your email, and you leave your email and I will contact you.
Well, thank you, Peggy, so much for your time today. I love you, love you, love you. Feel my hug.
And I love you.
I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us today on Soul Guided Living. And connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free guide to soul journaling. And, hey, like me on Facebook so every morning you'll receive inspiration to support your journey of living your soul's calling. And join me next week when our guest will be author and speaker Simran Singh, and she's going to share with us how to discover your path to your soul's true mate in her new book, Your Journey to Love. And I know this will be another loving, powerful conversation that you won't want to miss. So Join me next Tuesday, 3 o'clock Eastern and 12 o'clock Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives to listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.